11:03 in the nation's capital. I am honored. It's a privilege to hook up with Tony Massenburg. You don't want to be in the weight room, and you don't want to be on a low block trying to box him out. But if you get, if he's on the phone doing an interview, you're safe. T-Mass, man, welcome home. How are you?
Good, brother. Thanks for having me.
Always have you, man, because I want to get the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth. And I know that you're going to do it without an agenda. Miles Turner, and I, because I'm longer in the tooth, so when I see Miles Turner, a big who can shoot it, a big that can run it, he defends, does a lot of these things, and I see the Los Angeles Lakers, who have a hole in their lineup, and there's not a whisper of that, I go, we are now really experiencing a change in the guard. You agree with that?
Do. I cannot that. But at the end of the day, I think when you look at the Lakers situation, players around the league are not as attracted to it as some may think, because when you look on the interior part of it, the inside, the inner workings, having to deal with the LeBron, all of those things. Yeah, when you, if you look at the things that go on behind the scenes, it's not appealing and can be detrimental to your career.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to hear from an expert. I knew how I felt, but you know, but I thought as I grew up, I was telling Max, who's a child, I mean, I really, he's 22, 23. How old are you, Max? 24?
24.
He's 24 years old. I got boots 24 mm-hmm. years old. So, and so do you, Mass. You ain't that much
absolutely.
Younger.
Absolutely.
Not that much younger, but we know a day that when
everything else, you know,
whoever the big man was, he was going to, if they wanted him, and they would got it. But because Bron is in, well, he's no longer in charge, but he's pouting right now, it's just not appealing, and I think they'll pay for it. What has happened? Has anything surprised you? This happened since we last spoke.
You know, the only thing that really threw me, but then after I thought about it, I guess it made sense, was the Bucks waving Damian Lillard. I thought that was that kind of threw me a little bit. I didn't see that coming, and but once it happened, I kind of understand, you know, how that the how and the why. And from Damian Lillard, I'm like, well, you know, the worst things that could happen to me other than hitting free agency with all my money from my last contract.
Yeah, when you heal. But that's where Father Time is undefeated. Father Time is undefeated.
No doubt.
Love Dame Time, love all that. But, man, that ship has sailed. And even if you do invest in them, the question is, how long? How many games they going to play in? And we just saw it with the Celtics. It can happen to anybody. But once you get one,
well,
like Porzingis, I need you today. I said, when they called me and said, you know, Sheehan is filming a new commercial today or whatever, you know, he's doing something. I go, man. I go, people are being traded now. People go, who, where, why? Porzingis to Atlanta. And I'm listening to people talk about how excited they are for him to play, what, 20 games? No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny. But you seeing this as I'm seeing it? He hardly ever plays.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times people get so enamored and so excited about, you know, what they have seen in flashes, you know, and in spurts. And unfortunately, for Porzingis, you know, and we saw it here in D.C., you know, you see stretches of like just free talent, and you're like, man, if I could just get that for, you know, 75 games, you know, 75 games, I'd be happy, you know. But unfortunately, you know, the same thing that makes him unique, you know, his height, his build, his agility, those are also the same things that have been problematic for him. So, you know, he's had to deal with a number of injuries, and unfortunately he hasn't really had a season where he's played, close to 82 games. not even close.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's an alien. I give him that, but I'm just...
Yeah.
So I ask you here with the Wizards front. I mean, we know that no matter how... They have a defensive mindset. I like the path. We've just seen OKC work with it. Basically a skeleton format, if you will. But who the hell isn't? Everybody, for the most part, is trying to get young. Not everybody has an emphasis on defense. But if you don't have anybody who can put the basket, hit the ball in the basket, you're not going to beat anybody. How do you build a program trying to tank? I need you to explain that to me, because you were around a lot of very intelligent people. Anytime you put on your resume San Antonio, that's like going upper class Ivy. So how does this work? We're not going to try to win, but we're going to try to get you better, and we're going to develop you. Explain that to me.
Well, first of all, there are variations on that, and a lot of the factors around it, like, okay, who's available in the up-and-coming draft? You know, it's because some draft classes are generational, you know, franchise-altering, and some draft classes are just kind of average. You get pretty good players, but, you know, nothing that we'll be talking about in 10 years. So that part of it depends on what is it that you're scheming for in the draft, if you're quote-unquote trying to, you know, get a certain player in the draft so that you can build around that player. If you have a player and you seemingly still aren't trying to win because you're not doing, you don't have enough pieces around that player, then you have to start scheming, you know, to build around the player and figure out the personality. The team that has done this better than anybody, and I'm not, you know, necessarily accusing San Antonio of tanking, but what happened the year that David Robinson didn't play, and they had a really bad season, and they ended up with Tim Duncan just happened to be the guy in the draft. Okay, well, that's not San Antonio necessarily tanking. They couldn't, you know, David Robinson, you know, actually went and had major surgery that season, and that's how they ended up, you know, having a bad season. And then the next season, of course, when David Robinson comes back, now you got these two guys, and then you basically build your franchise for the next 10 to 15 years around, you know, Tim Duncan and at that time the David Robinson factor, which was, you know, probably had a 3-4 year span, I think it lasted, and they won, you know, championship there together, obviously the first one, you know.
Yeah, Ginobili wasn't chopped liver.
No, Ginobili wasn't chopped liver. And again, but Doc, that speaks to finding those diamonds in the rough and putting those pieces, putting the correct pieces around what it is that you have. San Antonio did the best job of that when they acquired a Ginobili, when they acquired a Tony Parker, when they brought in a Robert Horry the year that we were there, like as the best, yeah, you know, six-man closer we had ever seen off the bench.
Right.
So, you know, when you talk about hitting big shots. So,
you're right.
You know, that's part of it. That's, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to have a little bit of luck to land that generational franchise-altering talent, which is not always there. But in the, again, that year for, yeah, San Antonio, it was.
Yeah, and so was Pop. And again, it's amazing to me how the smartest people are the luckiest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, getting the first people, we've seen people blow it. You get a rotten people who don't really know what the hell they're doing. Just because you have the job or in position does not mean you know what you're doing. How many times and examples do we have to be fed? It's mind-boggling. Max, we got a question for you.
Yeah, so, Tony, it's been a whirlwind couple of days with NBA free agency and all that, and there's been a lot of, a lot of people have been talking about the Hawks and the Rockets as kind of the offseason winners so far. So I was curious as to who you kind of think has put themselves in the best position to kind of take that next step, like the Rockets did, adding Kevin Durant and stuff like that. So who's really put themselves in the best position to succeed for next year?
You know, I think the Jordan Clarkson signing in New York was a good signing for the Knicks, because they have clearly needed another go-to scorer outside of Jalen Brunson. So I like that deal there. I think it will help them potentially, maybe, you know, take it to the next level, because they always, you know, ran out of gas under Tibbs, and you know, maybe some folks, you know, blame him for that because, you know, they look at the team and they say, well, they keep getting, you know, to this point every year, and they seemingly either break down or they just, you know, why can't they get over the hump? And to me, a lot of it's been that they're so heavily offensively relying upon Jalen Brunson, especially in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, to where he has to work so hard to get baskets. And because he's exceptionally talented, he's able to pull it off sometimes. But there are times, because he is a smaller guard, it becomes difficult for him. So I think to have a guy like a Jordan Clarkson, who is a bucket anywhere on the court, I think would, you know, maybe at least force the defense to pay attention to someone else.
Go on with your bad self, Max.
I agree. The Jordan Clarkson signing, like, it's going to help the Knicks a lot. But do you have any other kind of, like, big players? Like, I saw the Hawks signed out N'Keal Alexander Walker. Like I said, the Rockets bringing Kevin Durant.
The Rockets
I thought we were excluding that. I didn't know you were asking me what was the most impactful signing. I thought you were comparing a signing. Like the impact. The most impactful to me is the Kevin Durant move.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the one, yeah.
And so, I think the Rockets have really put themselves in position to kind of take that next step, adding that score and offloading Jalen Green, because I think there's been a lot of talk about his talent level is exceptional, but at the same time, you have to have for a lack of a better term, that dog in you, and I'm not exactly certain that a guy like Jalen Green has that in him.
Well, here's the thing: when you look at the talent that Jalen Green has, that's off the chart. We see the talent. What I hate about his generation, meaning Jalen Green's generation, it's not something that I hate about the generation itself. It's what I hate the parameters of their generation has been subjected to, from basically going straight from AAU to the pros. And so from a developmental standpoint, some guys you see that show up at the pro level more than others in certain situations. And I think Jalen is a perfect example of that. He's a guy who's so talented that I really think that there's a missing gap in the maturity of his game. Mm-hmm. And because when I talk about the maturity, meaning a go-to move, understanding certain game situations, he has to learn these things. And a lot of these things come by way of experience and maturity of which he has neither, because he just hasn't played long enough and he hasn't been in the league long enough. And he hasn't, you know, because he's part of this AAU generation that jumps basically straight from high school to the pros and then are somehow expected by people to be great. When I look at a Kevin Durant, that was a maturation process. He went from high school, he went to college for a year where he was awesome. He then ascended to the pros and had a great rookie year and continued to get better and still is better now statistically than he was earlier in his career, which says everything when you consider the injuries. That's a maturation process. So to me, that's the biggest, most impactful trade this season, simply because the Rockets were able to upgrade and address the area where they needed addressing. And if you're Kevin Durant, you got a group of young dogs around you who are defensive-minded, who are also great team play, you know, guys who you can play with. And that lightens the load for him defensively, which is exactly what you want, because the most important part of Kevin Durant's game is his ability to get buckets and, more importantly, to close for you at the end. So if he's fresh at the end of games, because he doesn't have to do a lot of that dirty work because he's got guys around him that do that, and all he needs to do is basically close, he's going to be more effective because of that. And I think that gives the Rockets a better chance.
You mentioned lack of maturity, the Malik Beasley. This is an example where you're talking about that AAU, that jumping and going, and your skill set may be there, but mentally you come up short.
Right.
And you haven't been around enough old heads to kind of help mellow you.
Exactly. To groom you.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot like cooking. You know, it's when the benefit of marinating something is a huge asset to the inline product and the taste. But it takes time, expertise, and a step that some people, they shortcut it. The young people, no, I don't need that. Well,
exactly.
There's a thing that grandma did that mom learned that he tried to pass down. This generation thinks they go, oh, no, I already figured that out because of some damn computer or handheld device. You know, and that's why they don't end up in the world. And this young man right now, right when he was on the doorstep to getting paid, could be out.
Could be out. We'll see what the evidence says. And, and again, this is, you know, this is unfortunate. But at the same time, hey, listen, you know, I blame the young man for his decision making. But at the same time, look at the culture right now around, you know, sports betting and you know, Doc, all of this stuff was unheard of, you know, when you and I were playing professionally.
Thank God. So I'm glad. I'm glad there was no social media, no wagering.
Yeah. Let's just think about that. So, again, once again, we have a culture that, you know, sometimes rears its ugly head by the actions of some of the guys that are, you know, immersed in it. And sometimes, depending on the individual, you know, you can make a bad decision that, that you know, ultimately can ruin it all for you.
Yeah. Well, that is the way it goes, man. And as always, I always like hearing it. I don't know about you, Max, but from a guy who's been there and done it. And he's not promoting a product. We're telling you the truth. And it's something that y'all call it old school. And I call it the only school. Because that other stuff, is a lot of it's fake. And only time will tell. It's the same thing that your old heads used to say about us coming in. But the game changers now are, it's gambling. The lure of it. This is the tip of the iceberg. Because it's the lure of it. And there are people that are get checked. It's a disease. So, hello. Control it. No different than they didn't ban alcohol from stores. They're not going to ban this. But just going to take some control, some guardrails. There's somehow, some way, I just hope the league is ready for it and doesn't get caught off guard. Because this thing is going to be, it's going to end up being tragic. Hate to say it. Mass, appreciate you, man. Once again, loaning your skills out to the underprivileged. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, man. Always a pleasure.
You're the best, man. Tony Massenburg, right. I mean, Terp, world champion, Spur, he gets it. He gets it. And I trust him because he's not telling you something someone told him. He's telling you something he lived through. I know y'all don't like expertise. You've proven that to me. I'm convinced of that. But it was good stuff. Look at Max, man. Max going hardcore detail. You know what, Max? I keep forgetting that you are a talent.
You forget I'm a journalism major, producing. Doc.
Exactly.
I went to school for this. I'm built for it.
Yeah, you are built for it. You are built for it. That's why I like working with you because you are built for it. And but either way, it can come in a lot of different forms, but it's all good to I feel bad for the kid. I think everybody deserves a second chance. But how do you read? He ain't the first guy to get popped.
No, he's not. Like this happened with he has with other Dallas? Famous brothers.
It was in Phoenix.
Yeah, Jonte Porter.
There you go. Hey man, I always get excited when I remember things. Because it may come a time.
It may be a time when you never get it back, you know?
Yeah, I get excited when I remember things, you know? Y'all can laugh all you want to. I don't take it for granted. I mean, I do not take it for granted. But, that is interesting. And his brother, and it'd be one thing if the guy's a star, think he's got a little cachet. Hey, man, I can do what I want to do. How the hell can you be the last man on the bench? How dumb is that? And you do something illegal. You don't even play. You own the team, but you don't play. That should be an indication is that maybe I need to save a little something. How can you be the biggest spender and you at the end of the bench? You tell me. That's why I think there's always a chance for clinical assistance is always needed. And it's more evident to me in basketball because we see people playing basketball more so. You don't see people all the time playing football, or even though flag is picking up. But they invest as much as the typical or average baller invest in his craft, his game, than to go and just give it up by doing something this crazy. How much they invest, that to me, but we see it all the time. Like a guy that is not good with his offhand, he makes it all the way to the NBA, to the pros, and he can't dribble. You know how many people in the NBA can't shoot? Make a living, can't shoot. Don't have a handle. Don't use it offhand. You tell me. But that's the beauty about what we do, man. It's all up for discussion, and I'm glad we get a chance to do it. The Team 980 listener line is 301-230-0980, and we welcome you to jump into it. I wanted to ask you about Jake Paul. There's so much boy. I almost want to interview you.
Oh, gosh.
But, no, Jake, let me tell you what. Do you believe you can fake boxing?
Yeah. Well,
you think them blows. No, I'm just telling you.
All right. The blows aren't, damn sure aren't fake.
Okay.
But
okay.
At the same time, you okay. can train yourself to take those blows and, you know, make it look real. You know what I mean? Make it look like an actual, like you're actually fighting for your life.
Okay. With the Savannah Bananas, the Harlem Globetrotters, what are they? Highly entertaining.
Of course.
I love them. I love what they do. So what's the difference between them, and that's why I look at Jake Paul. Now, he's smart. He go out and pick a man that, you are, really, seriously, kidding, all kidding aside, we might have a shot in the ring against him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They don't get anybody that can really physically beat them, which is smart. And yet, just like the Dallas Cowboys allure, he's telling you, I'm getting a tomato can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fight a guy that is terrible.
I'm not
going to
fight somebody if I think I can lose.
And you pack arenas and pay-per-view and you blame him?
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming the country at large. And I think the country at large kind of...
It's like the Dallas Cowboy theory. You know the outcome.
Yeah.
They're going to fail.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. And yet you still hype it.
Well, so I think...
Paul, now, I like Jake. Look, so, I look at this brother. This brother is ripped. He puts in the work. He's actually getting better.
Sure.
Every clown show, every clown he fights. But I'm thinking to myself, now, if this was on some closed circuit... So, if you were doing this on some other sidebar, he's got pay-per-view filling up arenas, and he's fighting tomato cans.
So this is the thing about Jake. Him and his brother are very good at cutting promos and doing the whole, like, poking and prodding, pushing the general public's buttons and all that good crap that you need to be, like, a professional wrestler or boxer and do exactly what they do.
Genius.
It is. But at the same time, I think the American public has kind of lost its luster for that, especially after the Tyson fight that I think really did it for everybody.
Yeah, but it was hoodwinked.
Because we were...
Jared was behind that too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the Jared world.
I was visiting my brother in Chicago, and so people were out in droves to watch this fight. I mean, every bar that we went to was jam-packed. And like, you could feel the energy in the bar just kind of like, oh, yeah, at, like, first round. Like, everybody was ready to go. And then, bam, like, you hit the second or third round, and it kind of hit everybody like, oh, Mike doesn't have it. Jake's kind of kicking his ass, and it doesn't look great, and I'm not sure how much I am going to enjoy watching this. And towards the end of the fight, like, the entire bar was just booing. So I feel like the general American public has much largely the same reaction.
You don't think he made money?
No, I know he made money, and good for him.
Yeah, he got paid again.
He did,
and he'll get paid again. If he fought you, he would still make some gain. I'm telling you.
I know. I'm with you on that.
Because he's entertaining.
But
it's entertaining.
I'm saying
the Harlem Globetrotters, you knew they weren't going to play a regular basketball team. It was entertaining. Bananas. It's great. It's great.
Hey, the Savannah Bananas still lose baseball games. I'll have you know.
Well, but it's entertainment.
Yeah.
They're still making money.
Absolutely.
They're making money. The Dallas Cowboys have a huge following, and you know it's a train wreck. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame them. Blame the people.
Yeah.
To follow it.
Fair.
That's all I'm saying. It's America, man. You have the right to be just as dumb as Bridges if you want to. And we will allow you to do that all on your own. All right?
True.
We'll take a break here. Kevin Sheehan's show. Coach is doing a commercial, and he gives his love to his fan base. We're holding it down right here. DLC pinch hitting for Sheehan. We'll be right back.